name is Matthew Simpete, and welcome to the Sports Talk. It's the 18th of August, and today we have a show for you, hey? And we're basically talking about the Bloemfontein Celtic. Remember, the last time we spoke, I promised you that we're going to need more information. We're going to need a lot of voices, you know, to support what is happening there in the Free State. When Max Tshabalala, the former owner of Bloemfontein Celtic, thought he was, you know, destroying the province by selling the club to Durban businesswoman Shoni Mkhize. Little did Max Tshabalala know that he was uniting the province. And now, people of the Free State, every household, you know, they are putting out their pockets. All the savings are coming out in their efforts to try and revive the club. But that's not all. There's a lot of businessmen, you know, who are out from the Free State, most of whom also have got a vested interest in the club. And they're also trying to buy the status of a Glen Africa Championship. Did you ever think that there would be a club called the Mangaung FC United? Or Mangaung Celtic? Or Free State Celtic? Or Bloemfontein Celtics with an S? Stick around.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on densun.co.za Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You know, determined to keep the spirit of Siwelele alive and the spirit of Petrus Molemela, you know, to rest in peace. Businessmen, you know, around the Free State, they've tried their efforts. You know, they gathered to come to start a consortium, you know, in their effort to try and buy Bloemfontein Celtic. But unfortunately, the team has already been bought by Shoni Mkhize, because Max Tshabalala didn't advertise that he was selling the club. I mean, they were just shocked to read in Sun Sport, you know, that the club has been sold this past Saturday. But now, you know, Lebo Mokoena, you know, the name is synonymous, you know, with the guy who's been interested in buying the club. At some stage, wanted to be the marketing manager just to help the club get sponsorship. But Max Tshabalala refused, you know, for Lebo Mokoena, you know, to, you know, come closer to buying the club and keeping it in the Free State. Because remember, there have been attempts by people in Northern Cape, Kimberley, especially wanted to buy the club. And there has been, you know, guys like your Team Sue guys of TS Galaxy who wanted to buy the club, but Max Tshabalala still refused. And he said he's not going to sell the club. By then, the players were not getting paid. The team bus didn't have diesel. And things were happening there. But now, he decided to take the money of Shoni Mkhize, and of which he has been at loggerheads with the PSL with regards to the long-standing case in the Glen Africa Championship, whereby Sekhukhune United are also involved, as well as Polokwane City. But now, Mokoena said they are in the process of buying a Glen Africa Championship club with the aim of renaming it Bloemfontein Celtic, only if Mkhize agrees. But if she doesn't agree, it's not transmesh. They've got other plans. Bloemfontein Celtics with an S, Mangaung Celtic FC, or even Free State Celtic FC. Those are some of the plans, you know, that the businessmen had. And now I can guarantee, or I can tell you now, that the businessmen are in meetings, and something at the start of next week could happen, and we could hear what is the latest, you know, from the Bloemfontein Celtic or Celtics, whatever that may be. I had an interview with Lebo Mokoena. Let's, you know, try and listen to him, what he said in our interview.
You know, we're just busy with something, brother. I think the first of everything, we had an agreement with those people that we are busy with, as you speak, that is behind closed doors, you know. Okay. So we don't want to embrace, you know, the media, then you scare off the buyer to say, hey, people didn't know that I'm selling, but now I'm selling, you know.
Oh, okay, so, but there's something in the pipeline, so already.
Yes, yes, in South Africa, so we'll rebuild from South Africa.
Is it?
Yes.
And now, what happened to the name, if I may ask? Like, I mean, the name still stands for people in Free State.
Yeah, it will, you know?
It does.
No, we have to look at the dynamics of the name, or it would be still, are we able to use it, or there will be a problem in terms of the name, but it has changed to Royal Air.
Yeah.
So provided us in terms of
the name.
What the name. But there'll be a kind of slight change in terms of the alphabet. It'll be an S, you know, where the Celtic is.
Celtic.
Yeah.
Because my concern is that when you guys buy the club or you use the name, you might even inherit other debts that are associated with the name.
Yes. Yeah, we have to look at that also. But we don't want to lose the trend as such. But what you're saying is, we even suggested Malawi Celtics, you know, but to stick with the colors of the green and white, you know, and a bit of a change in terms of the logo and everything. But I mean, we are nearly there, you know.
Okay.
Which is all, but obviously, the delays will cost us a lot due to all the leaks are presuming. So we might have to continue with the same name of whoever that is the team that will be buying, and then obviously take it back to Dr. Malinda Stadium and then apply for the new name.
Okay.
But we hope our target is to say, look, if the God of Celtics are with us, why not one season in the South Africa or wherever we are?
Yeah, and also try and work your way up.
Yes.
No, I hear you. But now, I understand as well that supporters, Lebona, they started some trust account whereby they were putting in money of some sort just to try and help and, you know, retain the name.
I mean, with the support of the very sad moment with them, you know, there are those that have been still alive. Some of them, Mr. Martin, who was part of the team, you know, who started the team from the scratch. It must be, you know, Peter Peel to swallow. But, you know, the old man must just stay put with his blessings, obviously, and the whole of the first state. But mainly, when things are like this, my brother, you gotta sit down at the drawing board and look at what are the mistakes that have been done by the previous owners or people, the administration in the team. What was the relationship between them and the tourism? What was the relationship with them, with the first state government, where they could not even try to save what we feel like is the legacy of Bloemfontein, and it helps more tourism. The most important thing are the people that always go there and sell us chips, those who sell bottles, those who sell cold drinks at the stadium. You can imagine the hunger that is there, and you know, you feel for them. It could be the children, the children that people are paying. We're buying bread for others, we're taking the kids to the school, so.
Now, do you put some time frames on this? Like when, maybe by the end of this week, we need to have concluded the deal or...
deals like this, I believe that maybe they take time, or maybe it could happen at the end of the week. It depends the necessary documents that are submitted. And obviously, you have private companies, you don't want the leak. We have our elders that guide us, so we start control the moment, the ones that runs the league, and the decision has to come from them to say yes or no, let's wait for another season, or yes, continue the season, move the team there, but the name cannot be changed. Those administration, we can't do them right now, but, you know, the first thing is to take back the team to do something.
Yeah, no, Brasil, I know he's always been passionate about buying the team. I've done a couple of stories with you with regards to your interest. I mean, even went as far as trying to be their marketing manager just to pay the debts and the likes. I think the plan is doing well, my brother. Thank you very much for
that. Is Lebo Mokoena talking to me, you know, with regards to him buying the club and what is happening behind the scenes. And it gets very interesting because even in the club, the club itself, they had a poster of some sort, you know, that they had on their social media feed. And the poster says, coming soon. hashtag love, Siwelele. And they've got the logo of the club. So this tells you something that things are happening behind the scenes. While we are sleeping, people are busy out there, you know, trying their efforts to see that maybe they can, you know, buy Bloemfontein Celtic and keep it in the province when Mamikiza has taken the status of PSL. They are prepared to go back to the Glen Africa Championship and fight, you know, just to ensure that, you know, the Free State people, they've got a team. Very interesting facts about the people, you know, who used to sell some goods, some Chesanyama there at the stadium, but unfortunately now the team is no longer there. Then who's going to be doing that? And I'm shocked that Boatam Sila has been quiet. We don't know whether he is, just to say something about this whole thing. And in the meantime, we had, you know, one of their supporters, which is Michael Sekweia, you know, who spoke to us as part of the supporters. Just take a listen as well, you know, about the passion that these guys have in the club.
Every community among our free state, house by house, team here in Brussels.
Definitely, it will reunite, you know, the people of the Free State, and many of whom, you know, they want to see that the club gets back to you know, to the people, because they've always said it, you know, Free State people, that they want to keep the club where it belongs, and of which it belongs in the province. And also, you know, I'll just give you a snippet, you know, of the conversation that Max Tshabalala had with the players in their last meeting. And it was not so pleasant, because the players, you know, they were just listening there to the old man telling them what is going to happen. Very sad indeed. Just take a listen.
Hey, good morning, gents. Gentlemen, I'm not going to be long. I have to be straightforward and answer the friend. You've seen what the media is saying, everybody has told you. The team is sold. You know that we had problems, and I was foreseeing our problems this season also. So the team is sold, guys. I can't do it otherwise. It's 4 years that I've run the team out of my pocket, and you know the challenges. You also have also not made it easier for me. So, as per Premier League status and stuff like that, we sold the team over to Royal AEM. It's in Durban, Mamikiza. The PSL approved the deal Friday night, around about 8 o'clock at night. That's why we couldn't do anything out of the whole area, but that time we were on weekend off. We only received the papers at past 8 in approval of the PSL. We couldn't announce anything until the PSL approves. So guys, each and every one of here, each and every player who's salaried, who's got contract with the team, the contract has gone over to Royal AEM as per the PSL rule. Because when you send a team, the contract of the player must be protected. It's up to you on arrival at Royal AEM if you want to tell them that you want out. But everything is with Royal AEM, the salaries and everything, people who paid us there, as per all the salary costs, contract signed, everything is there with them. So I will request you today, as per agreement, because there's a game on Sunday. That's why I have a meeting, the chairman, those who have a meeting here of Royal AEM, that the players must leave today.
And Max Tshabalala is happy that the players must leave today, and he doesn't care what happens with these players at some stage. You know, just to give you other things, you know, that he spoke about was that he will be paying Shell garage somewhere in the Free State petrol, or he will be paying that garage certain amount of money, and the players can come and pour in petrol there to drive down to the Free State, to KZN. Not even taking a flight or anything like that. And he says those with cars, they must give others a lift, you know, to go there. So basically the relationship just ends like that. That's how football is. It's just bad. That's football. No permanent friends in football. Anyway, my name is Matthew Supreta. Let's meet in the next episode of The Sports Talk, where we'll be talking again. You know, something very interesting. The league is starting this weekend, and on Friday we'll definitely preview what will be happening this current week. And the fixtures have been updated with Royal AM being there. Congratulations to Mampinge, and bad luck, you know, to next Chabalala. Unfortunately, his finances didn't allow him, so it's just a matter of, you know, running out of luck, unfortunately. Yes.